Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast Radio.
What you could see from the news, which is definitely sounds and looks very scary, but actually we are experiencing these bombings almost every day or every night. And it's just the quantity of the missiles and the drones which was launched to Ukraine. But definitely, you know, the situation is not getting any better in terms of regular bombing. Of course, the recent one was a bit more scary because they used over 100 different kind of self-propelled munition, like missiles or ballistic missiles. Previously, a long period of time, every night they were launching over 50, you know, these Iranian drones, but this was a very heavy missile attack, which we were not experienced for, couple of months, actually.
Have Russia escalated their attacks on Ukraine? Have you seen a huge increase in the amount of attacks that are taking place and the strength of those attacks?
I think from my point of view, it's, they didn't use very expensive ammunition for quite a long period of time, because it last time they used self-propelled ammunition, like self-propelled missiles. It was for about 2.5 months ago they were trying to get energy facilities. One of them is a dump which is nearby my house, and we observed when one of the missiles wasn't shot down by our military, and they start some equipment on this dump. It seemed to me that they were accumulating these missiles, or especially ballistic missiles, which are more difficult to shut down. I think their strategy is this, but almost every day now they are accumulating, trying to make a damage, more damage, but they don't use it rarely than it was before.
Okay.
Of course, the drones, they have a lot of them. It's used every night.
They're using the drones on you every night. Now, the U.S. President Joe Biden, they've allowed Ukraine to use U.S.-made weapons to strike deep into Russia, and I believe there are plans to conduct the first long-range attacks over the coming days. What are your thoughts on this, Alexander?
It's a very good news, because of the problem is that when Russia launching these self-propelled missiles, they're using aircrafts, and to make a launch, they use the air drones, which are in a distance, which able to target by this long, relatively long distance missile was provided by US, UK, and France. And especially Atacms, this ballistic missiles, because it could get target for a very short period of time. And it definitely will make more difficult for Russia to use these airdrops to launch these planering bombs, you know, because the towns and cities which are nearby Russian border, like Kharkiv or nearby front line like Zaporizhia, they are suffering a lot, not from the missiles, but from the bombs. Because Russia using flying bombs, which could fly to the distance for about 40 up to 60 kilometers, and they launch it from the territory of Russia.
Right, and you're now going to target where these launches are. You believe that these weapons from the US will be used to target where these launches are taking place.
To launch this bomb, have to launch it from the short distance, and they have to load this bomb on airdrops, which are not far from the border of Ukraine. And actually, these ballistic missiles, could be targeting this aircraft, which is You know, they use it as a jumping air drones.
They
fly from out of the from the deep territory of Russia, landed on the airdromes for a short period to load the bombs, to load the fuel for bombing territory of Ukraine.
Okay.
And with this IMS, it would be more difficult for realize this strategy.
To do it. Alexander, before I conclude, I just want to get your thoughts on the return of Donald Trump to the presidency of the U.S. Is that a striking fear into the people of Ukraine?
You know, taking in consideration the statements Donald Trump has made many times, yeah, it's a bit of it's a bit scary. But I think most of the people believe in the United States as a country because we hope that the such a big and powerful country, it couldn't be you know, one man show. The state institution could work there properly well and it's issues of the United States citizens, the people who have chosen him, and actually this is the reality we have to live with, and I think everything will be good.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.